This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy. She describes herself as a lesbian who eats tofu and meat and thinks food is about the connection between love and life. And on Monday night, she was eliminated from the Channel 10 show MasterChef. Joining us on the line right now is Michelle Darlington. Thank you, Michelle.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing down there?
We're well.
Thank you. How are you?
All right. So shoot me some questions.
So how are you feeling now after being eliminated on Monday?
Oh, look, I had a little tragic moment there for about 35 seconds, and then I sort of picked myself up and thought, actually, no, this is a good thing. It means that I can just get on with it now and start hammering down doors and sort of talking to people and getting on with my food future.
So actually getting out there and in the real life kind of thing?
Yeah. The experience was awesome, but, you know, I was glad to get home and be able to have coffee when I wanted to and use the mobile phone and cook what I wanted to cook. So there were some really good points about getting out of the house.
Now, Michelle, I've actually read some interesting things about you. You're actually, you've been a teacher. Can I ask what you taught?
Every good lesbian always teaches physical education.
I was going to say that, but no, it was phys ed or woodwork.
I left school and thought, you know, the options were often teaching or nursing, and I thought, oh no, I can't do nursing. So I decided to do PE teaching, and that lasted all of about, well, after I did my training, I don't know, I think I'd casual taught for about 4 years and thought, oh, this is way too restricting for me. I just can't do bells and kids and lesson plans. So off I went and became a photographer, and I studied photography for a couple of years. And then, of course, as my life is the way that it is, it doesn't stay, you know, in one place for too long. But I did stick with photography. I've been doing that for about 20 years, so on and off. So that took me around the world and had a great time doing that. And then I moved to the country with my girlfriend, and it was sort of like, well, there wasn't much photography work going on, so what should we do? I know, buy a bookshop. So we bought a bookshop, which we sell crystals and books and New Age sort of gear, and it's a beautiful shop, actually, and my girlfriend's running it for me. And a couple of years ago, I decided, oh, tragic, I've been doing this 9 years, I need to do something else. So I started to look towards what is it that I'm passionate about, you know. I always believe in following your passion and your heart, because otherwise, if you don't, you end up doing stuff you don't want to do. So it landed me in the food arena.
And you've only been doing that for about 2 years now, is it? Being passionate about food and exploring your passion for food?
Yeah, probably. Like, I've been exploring it for a couple of years, but I've been passionate about it all my life. I just never thought to look to do it, you know, as a career path, because I was involved in so many other things. But the itchy feet caught in, and we were at Hayman Island having a holiday, and I said to my girlfriend, look, I'm going to do this kitchen tour. You go and sit on the beach and drink margaritas. And she's like, fine. And on the kitchen tour a couple of years ago, I was walking through this kitchen, which was an awesome kitchen, and I just sort of started crying, as you do. And I thought, well, look, clearly this is what I'm passionate about, so I ought to turn around and do something about it. So that's what I did.
So now that you're out of MasterChef, what are you going to do with your food career?
That's a fine question, Adam. Look, at the moment, I'm just in the brink of running some cooking classes with a friend of mine, Tom Keim. He's a great chef. He's an international chef, actually, and we're just about to run some cooking classes at my property this weekend. After that, I am going to ring right or turn up on her doorstep to Christine Manfield's restaurant in Sydney at Universal, because Matt Preston had promised me an introduction, but he's busy at the moment. So I'm going to go and talk to Christine about seeing if she can let me into her kitchen to do some work experience.
Oh, fantastic.
Is she aware of this at the moment? Do you know?
I've been dropping hints all over the place, and the poor woman, if she isn't aware of it by now, she soon will be.
She actually hasn't left her house for 3 weeks. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, the stalker's after. No, the poor thing. Look, I don't know if she's aware of me or not. I think she is, though.
Now, one last thing I had to pick you up on as well. You were saying, you know, typical lesbian teaching physical education. I was reading through your bio on the MasterChef website.
Yeah.
And you were asked what your favourite ingredient is, and you said lemon.
it, was a little tongue in cheek, so to speak. Look.
And tell me why you like lemons. I like your ads on the website, but tell me.
Look, that was a little in-house joke for me. Everyone was being so serious, and I do like lemons in cooking. Like, truly, the lemon. In serious note, in cooking, the lemon is like a highlighter pen. Every time you put a squeeze of lemon on something, it kind of brings it alive. So it enhances flavour, actually.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we like lemons too, then.
That was the formal. That was the formal.
That was the formal answer. Yeah.
Yeah, for those in the know, there was a tongue-in-cheek.
We know why you like lemons, exactly. Well, Michelle, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us today. Will you come down to Melbourne and cook us breakfast one day?
Oh, darling, I'd love to come to Melbourne and cook you breakfast. I'll be on the next plane.
Beautiful. We'll hold you to that.
And I like a side of lemons with my breakfast, Michelle, just so you know.
Thanks. I'll come and cook you breakfast anytime.
Beautiful, Michelle. Thank you very much for your time today.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. See ya.
That's Michelle Darlington, who was eliminated from the Channel 10 show MasterChef on Monday, telling us all about her cooking.
Did you just say eliminated?
Eliminated. Maybe I did.
I think you did.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our podcasts, and thank you for supporting the Hump Day Crew and Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.